Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
City song? Hi, Matt. Welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. Was that my Ybor City song? I can't hear you. Hello.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, that was your open. Let's do this.
That was my Ybor. I didn't hear Ybor City song. So that was a song by J.J. Gray and Mofro. And it is a song about Ybor City. Is that correct? That's correct. Okay, well, I didn't hear Ybor. I thought it started off with Ybor City, but if you listen to it longer, it's about Ybor City. So, yes, this is your story, and this is my story, and this is what happens on the Shrink and Wrap Show. We're very real, and that was our opening song for today, and we are going to be taking a trip to Ybor City. And I cannot wait to introduce my guest today, and thank you for being here. We've got Bob Parado and Trish. Trish is here with us as well.
Hello.
Trish Mueller. Yeah, thank you for coming, both of us. And you invited Bob to come on. And we're here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. We are here to lift your spirits and to make you feel that, you know, you have friends here. Welcome to the city of Tampa. And we want to lift your spirits. And that's the purpose of our show. We came up with Shrink and Wrap Show because originally we had the shrinks here to lift your spirits, and we are the wraps as the friends, and then we tie in songs as therapy to get through this thing called life, right? I'm just a little thrown off because it didn't sound like an Ybor City song right now. That's why I'm preoccupied, because I really am preoccupied. But anyway, it's a pretty cool song, but we're going to be talking about Ybor City, and your story is unwritten, and thank you so much for listening. Do not change the dial, and this is your Tampa Bay connection. This is where everybody that lives in Tampa, we're from Tampa, we want to be your friend, we want to lift you up. Your story's unwritten, and we want you to listen to the Shazam app. The Shazam app, you can download and you can listen to the lyrics of the songs. And we also want you to know that this show is only suggestions and opinions. Again, suggestions and opinions. So, Matt, let's make sure I have the right song here, because I definitely need a loosen-up song. That's for sure. I mean, I feel like my loosen-up song is going to take us into Ybor City.
Not quite, but close enough.
Kind of. Well,
here we go.
I tried.
Here we go. Now, how we get from Ybor City to Havana?
I don't know. I just liked it.
It's beyond me.
Well, I think there's a connection.
Yeah. I think there's a connection.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
We'll have an explanation.
All right. Don't get me wrong. It's a good song. I'm not denying anything. It is a good song. It is a very good song by Camila Cabello.
It's a nice rhythm. It's easy to dance to.
Yeah, that's true. That is.
Because it reminds me of Ybor City.
How?
I just think the rhythm of it reminds me of it. And I don't know. It's ooh la la la. I don't know. I just like
Ybor City. Well, Havana and the history of Ybor, right?
The history of it. Well, we're going to learn all about that. But I just like
all right,
that.
Then.
But I did need a little bit more of a loosen up song. But we're good. Let's go straight to business here.
All right.
So we have Bob Parada, who was the mayor of Ybor City. And I am so excited to have him. Trish, thank you for inviting him on the show today.
If I'd known that sooner, I would have done a proper introduction. Nice to meet you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, he's former.
It's alcalde, which is mayor in Spanish.
Oh.
It's the alcalde of Ybor City.
Oh, I love that.
Well, yes.
That's so good to know. I took 2 years of Spanish, and all I know is no hablo español, lo siento. 2 years for that. I have to practice on that one. So thank you. And I have to tell a quick story before we get the show going on here. So I did not know Bob Parada was coming on the show. Well, I did. Of course, I knew that he was coming. Trisha invited him. Thank you so much for that. So he walks in, and the funny thing is I know Bob. I went to his son's wedding.
Well, I told you, he knows everybody in Tampa.
Well, when you're born and raised from Tampa, you are all connected, and that's what this show is about. And that's why, if you're driving in your car right now, don't change your dial, because this is your Tampa Bay connection. It is your St. Pete connection, your Dunning connection. This is Tan Talk Radio, and if you really want to know what's going on and you want to live a good life and a happy life and know where to go and feel alive and be positive, stay tuned to this station. So Bob, tell us a little bit about that mayor.
Well, the alcalde is an honorable position, not elected.
I would think.
Yeah. You know, so it started way back in the early 1950s, and it was mostly a person to promote the history and culture of Ybor City.
Uh-huh.
And they would use him a lot, and even when I was mayor, five times.
Uh-huh. You know, five times.
Yeah, every time I missed a meeting, I got elected. Yeah.
But I'd love it.
You know, you would go do, I would go open up conventions and things and travel to other cities to promote Ybor City, promote Tampa, to bring tourists in.
I love it.
You know, and bring them to Ybor City. Not so much to promote the bar scene, even though that's a lot of fun place to be, of course.
Fun.
Great restaurants.
Yeah.
But the, just the history and the culture of how Ybor started with the cigar industry moving in the late 1800s and things.
That's amazing. Were you born and raised here?
I was born and raised in Ybor City.
In Ybor City. So we are talking to someone that knows all about it, and the growth of it's insane. Like, even living here, Trish, don't you find, like, I'm in North Tampa, so when I go to Ybor, I don't even know where I'm at. It has transformed so much, and it's so alive down there, and I love it. So you were born and raised, so tell us a little bit about the history of Ybor.
Well, you know, Ybor started when Vicente Ybor, B.M. Ybor, he owned a cigar factory in Cuba.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lot of cigar factories in Cuba.
Yeah.
Well, seems like labor got a bit expensive in the late 1800s, and he was trying to find cheaper labor.
Yeah.
So he and another cigar maker, competitor, they both moved to Key West. And there was a lot of competition between them there, and it wasn't friendly competition, and B.M. Ybor's cigar factory, for some reason, caught fire.
Oh.
You know, must have been lightning, right?
Must have been accidentally on purpose.
Yes,
yeah.
He had been hearing about this port called Tampa. It was a safe port where boats could come. So he came up there, looked around, and he bought a bunch of land in East Tampa, which is now called Ybor City, because that was a property he bought.
Yeah.
And he wanted to open a cigar factory.
Yeah.
So he did, and he started building these little houses to house all the workers, and they call them shotgun houses. Because when you open the front door, there's a straight path all the way to the back door, so they say you could shoot a shotgun through there, shoot somebody in the backyard.
You had mentioned that before, because you were on the show, and I didn't quite get it, but now I get it.
Okay. The shotgun. But anyway, you know, over time, Tampa had over 200 cigar factories.
Wow.
By the early, 1900s.
Wow.
So Ybor City was there growing and stuff, and, the workers that came in were from Cuba, were from Spain, were from Italy, were from Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, they came in to be the workers, so that's kind of where the Cuban sandwich came from.
Yeah.
Because they had to feed these people, right?
Oh, well, I'd say that's pretty good food.
Can I
go work for y'all?
Well, the Cuban sandwich was made in Cuba originally.
Yeah.
But when it came here, it kind of got changed around a little bit.
Yeah.
Up there, they called it the mixto, which is mixed, because they mix a bunch of things. So the Columbia restaurant back in early 1900s started making a Cuban sandwich like they thought it should be made. But they had to have something that would appeal to all the different ethnic groups.
Okay.
You know, so the ham and the cheese was for the Spaniards. The roast pork was for the Cubans. You know, the mustard was for the Germans, the salami was for the Italians, so made it all together.
I love that.
And that's where the, and happened. You do not put mayonnaise in a Cuban sandwich.
Oh my gosh. I do. Well, what about like me?
I do.
Well,
but can we just add that to the mix? You have a lot of people going on there.
Well, back then in that time period, they didn't have refrigeration.
Yeah.
The mayo would go bad during the day.
Okay.
So they never had and lettuce and tomato? Ours.
Oh, no, I do that too. No, I do lettuce, but I do tomato.
But,
that's the North Tampa version.
But it, you know, if you go, you know, the best Cuban bread, you know, there's some great Cuban bread bakeries.
Oh, yeah.
Casino Bakery. La Segunda Central is like the world's, you know, icon. That's the gold standard.
Where is that?
Yes.
It's on 15th Street, about 5 or 6 blocks north of 7th Avenue.
Okay. We're going there tomorrow.
Well,
just north of where the interstate crosses 15th Street. Just north of that. I was there not long ago. I forgot how many thousands and thousands and thousands of loaves of Cuban bread they make every week. Because they ship Cuban bread all over the country.
Wow, no
My brother
way.
Lived in North Carolina, and there was a Cuban restaurant, and they got fresh Cuban bread every morning that was shipped to them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
It's amazing. But
if
you go buy a Cuban sandwich there, oh, my gosh, they put more things in there that are... Every time I go there, they say, you want everything? I said, just keep the peanut butter out of it.
Well, let me ask you this.
Unless you're pregnant.
If you heat the bread, is that still traditional?
Yes. Yeah, you, it's pressed.
Pressed.
Yeah. You want to press. Because if you look at Cuban bread, it's kind of crumbly and stuff.
Yeah.
So you press it. Well, where did that press come from? In the early 1900s, they didn't have electric presses. They used hot bricks.
Yes.
Oh,
Heat up bricks.
Hot bricks?
Hot bricks to press it down to...
How do you heat a brick up?
With fire.
Okay, so if our electricity goes out, we know where to go. We're keeping bed, and I've got the bricks.
Heat up your bricks, and that's...
Well, listen, if you're out there and you're driving your car right now, or you're mopping your floor, or you're working your office, Bob's son and his lovely wife, Kim, and the whole family, they live across the street from me.
And she didn't even know it when
I
mentioned
he was coming in, because I had to say, hey, Bob. But what's so funny is now I know where to find you.
Yeah. I'm over there often.
Oh, you're literally across the street from me. So now that is so funny.
I pick up his son, Bo, from school and take him home.
Bo is so... Congratulations to you, Bo, for getting accepted to Jesuit. Yeah. That is an honor, and congratulations to you. But that is amazing. So what is the bakery, though? Where can you advise everyone to go again? Where's the best Cuban sandwich anywhere city?
Ooh. You know, they have Cuban sandwich competitions in Tampa.
Oh, wow.
And
they need judges?
That's what my favorite.
Matt, judge.
Well, everybody has their favorite.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, I like the one at the Segunda Central.
Uh-huh.
As long as they keep the mayo and the lettuce and tomato out of it and all the herbs and spices and Italian dressing and all these other stuff they put in there.
Do you think that takes away from the flavor?
Yes. Yeah. I like the good old classic Cuban sandwich.
Yeah.
What's interesting, too, about the Cuban sandwiches is the way they cut them.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you think of a rectangular piece of bread, you know, and you cut it in half, you got two squares.
Yeah.
Well, if you go get it at the Columbia restaurant, you'll notice they cut it at an angle, like it's julienne.
Right.
You know?
But I know.
And it comes to a real sharp point on one end?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why did they cut Cuban bread like that originally?
I have an answer for that.
My answer is because I like to bite right into that corner.
Yeah, because it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't. It's just easier to eat, to say it politely. It's much easier to eat with a corner because it's just, you know, Anyway,
is there a real answer?
It's for us women to have small bites.
That's your story, and you're sticking with it.
Yeah, that's my story.
They always used to use the Cuban bread when you're making café con leche.
Oh, the
to
best.
Dip the Cuban bread in the thing, so you couldn't have a big old square corner trying to go in there, so you cut it at an angle so you could get
because
it.
Of the coffee mug.
Yeah.
Do you know I just had that for the first time with my friend Belinda? We went to Pipo's in North Tampa.
Really?
Yeah, and I never had that before. Literally, like 2 to 3 months. Like 2 months ago, we were there, and I did that for the first time. She goes, "You've never dipped your." I'm like, "No, this is my first time." It was an experience.
Yeah, it is.
So, anyway. Yeah.
How does it compare to dipping the Oreo in the milk?
Well, that's at night. You do the Oreo.
That's an American version.
There you go.
Well, tell us about, so I love that, to hear about the Cuban sandwich. The Cuban sandwich will never be the same to me after today, after talking to him.
And the people in Miami say they make Cuban sandwiches. Mm-hmm. No.
Tampa's the best.
Tampa's makes Cuba sound.
Well, they kind of rival about who was the first, right?
Yeah,
Miami
yeah.
or Tampa.
Yeah,
I go with Tampa
it
for
was
sure.
Tampa, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for my Cuban sandwich lesson 101. Yeah. I learned quite a bit with that. And if they ever need judges that don't know much about Cubans, I'll be happy to judge.
And I'll be happy to help you be Judge B.
Okay.
But, you know, to go along with the Cuban sandwich was the cigar industry.
That's what I was going to ask next.
Oh, okay, great.
Because
that was such a big, that's what brought industry to Tampa.
Yes.
Was the cigar industry. Mm-hmm. And to think about who was the most influential person in Ybor City at that time period was the lector. Now, who is a lector?
You mentioned this.
A lector is, you have hundreds of cigar workers working in this factory.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just row and row and row of people rolling cigars. And they'd have a man sitting up on a stage reading the newspaper, reading magazines, reading public events, everything. That guy could influence how those people voted just because they didn't know any better. They didn't know anything except what he told them.
Right.
So that guy became like the top dog in town, you know?
Right.
And that evolved over time. And then this guy, Roland Montiega, started this newspaper, La Gaceta.
Uh-huh.
Which is the only newspaper in America printed in three languages, English, Spanish, and Italian.
Uh-huh.
And his dad would have a round table at the La Tropicana restaurant, which had the best devil crabs in the world.
No, devil crabs, another one.
Another thing.
The best. Yeah. The
but
best.
Anyway, you know, Roland had this round table in the corner of the restaurant, a big sign, you know, no, you can't sit there. You know, nobody could sit at the table unless he was there, and you had to be invited to sit at that table by him.
Uh-huh.
And you went there to talk to him. If you wanted to run for office, you wanted to run for mayor, you wanted to run for county commission, you had to get his approval.
Wow, that sounds like a couple of movies I remember watching.
He was influential, I guess.
Yeah, talking about influential. And his son, Patrick, now continues the newspaper. You can always see Patrick. He's a guy running around with three cameras around his neck at all the parades, taking thousands of pictures.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And then he puts all those pictures in the...
But I love it. He said, well, we've got a little surprise. Trish and I were talking, because we were talking about the show literally on the way over here today. So she's got a little surprise she'd like to share with everybody.
Yeah. So I happen to have a copy of the La Gazzetta here because Ybor City has some special memories for my family, especially my father-in-law, because his wife, Helen Diaz, was the cigar festival queen in 1961. So my mother-in-law. And that was quite an honor.
Wow.
And while she was the queen, she got to meet the rock and roll star Bobby Darin.
Oh, wow.
In a parade, I guess. And then also in the parade, she got to be with John Kennedy, who went on to be our president.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
So that was quite an honor.
This is February 27, 2016.
Well, this is that, they redid the picture in the La Gazette. But she did it in 1961.
Okay.
Wow.
And there it is right there, exactly. Everything you said in English and Spanish and Italian. That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah. So they ran her picture again just to show the Fiesta Day, which you said was just this past weekend.
Wow.
So the tradition continues, but I don't think they do the queen anymore.
Did you know her? Does anybody know her? Maybe your family knows her?
I don't know her.
No, I mean anybody.
Yeah, and you talk about the alcalde. You know, you wanted to be alcalde back in those days. You had to go make sure Patrick Montega was on your side.
Yes, that is, if you want to make sure he's on your side.
Not to change the subject, but you talk about the alcalde, you know, the parades here in Tampa.
Yes.
We talked about, the alcalde always had a car. He was one of the dignitaries.
Yeah?
You know, when he had a convertible. The first year I did it, I had a convertible. Years later, something happened. It was probably 2010, 2011, 12, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So whoever was alcalde that year couldn't go, so they asked me to go in their stead, of course. So I said, God, I don't have a car, you know. So I called Jack Harris. I said, Jack.
He's friends with Jack Harris.
I said, Jack, you do a lot at Busch Gardens.
Yep.
Can you get me a carriage and six Clydesdales? That'd be a great way to go down that parade.
Oh, wow. Really?
You went big.
Yeah, I said, well, good. Why not?
Might as well.
So he calls me back. He says, sure. You know, let me do it. Day before the parade, he calls Bob. The attorneys up there found out about it, and they said, no way. You can't have six horses around 400,000 people. I said, Jack, thanks for telling me at the last minute. This is on Friday. So I went from, I had to scramble to see what I could find. I went from a Busch Gardens carriage with six Clydesdale to a buckboard and two mules. That was so embarrassed, but...
Oh, but anyway,
but it worked. But we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, but things have a way of working out, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, it's funny if anyone's listening to our show right now. Matt, I know you're from, you know, you're up from up north, but Jack Harris is a very, he's been here forever. And when you lived in Tampa, he was a show host for WFLA for many years. And then I think he went live at Busch Gardens, which is where you probably got your connection.
Yes.
And he also hosted, did he host the daytime show as well?
He did.
Yeah, back in the day. For W, and I think he has a couple of, I hope maybe we can invite him and ask him what he's doing now, because again, if you're out there listening, this is your Tampa Bay connection. If you really want to know about Tampa, this is a great city. We love people, and it's very connected. Like, it doesn't take here to, you don't have to live here long to get to know people. So maybe we can, would you come on with Jack?
Sure, love to.
And then you guys can share your stories, and then we'll see the real story, the mule. You know what I mean?
As the saying goes, life can be great when you know the right people.
Well, obviously, I don't know. I want to go to that table, or do we want to go? I think a Reservoir Dogs.
The table
I don't know
is
why
still
that
there,
maybe.
But there's a sign on there like you can't sit there.
There's a table. Oh, I bet. Yeah. So yeah, I would think so. It's kind of reserved.
Have you ever sat at the table?
No.
I have to go see this table now just to make sure it's actually there so we can confirm it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could do a live show there, because we're actually, if you're listening, before I forget, we are going to start going week to week starting next week. So we will be here every Thursday, the Shrink and Wrap show right here, and or live starting on Thursdays from 3 to 4. So just to let you know, we've been here for a year, but it's time to take a step into new waters.
So set your alarms and your dials.
Do whatever you got to do to tune into the Shrink and Wrap show. But if you've missed anything over the last year, we got you covered anyway. InternetRadioPros.com. Click on the Shrink and Wrap show, and you can find every show we've ever done, including this one.
Oh, well, this is the deal. So Bob, yesterday I was talking on the phone, and your lovely wife, Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You want to say hi to your wife?
No.
So, yeah. I'll say hi to Kathy.
Say hi to Kathy.
I tell you why I call her the warden, but I was married by a judge. I should have had a jury.
She's the sweetest thing. She keeps you straight, and you love it. That's what makes it spicy. Sweet and spicy, right? Well, this is the thing that I've also read a little bit about. Down in Ybor, there's also some museums. So can you share any museums? I know I am interested in one I want to know about, but tell me what you know about them.
There's several museums. The biggest one that I have any connection with is the Ybor City Museum.
Okay.
Where, it's just a really nice, they have a courtyard there. It's a very nice venue. You can have events there, weddings.
Oh, and events and weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, if anyone's getting married, or your daughters, or whoever, listen to Bob here. Yeah. He's telling
you
where
really
to go.
It's a nice thing, but you can go in there, walk around the museum. It shows you a history of what was going on, how the thing started, the cigar industry, and all that. They used to have food vendors used to drive around, the horse and a cart behind it.
Right.
They asked my dad, who was a contractor years ago, to build them a cart. Like what they used to use. So he did build one.
Uh-huh.
He's been passed away now for a long time, but last I heard, that cart was still there.
That's, how can you not know that?
Because I haven't been down there.
Well, let's go.
We have to go see.
No, I'm right across the street. I'm going to make sure, I'm going to make sure they take them down there for sure. I'm going to try to be good with my time management, because you know how bad I am, but I do want to mention this too. Have you heard of the, do you have any questions about the Cuban or anything like that? And do you have anything?
Are there still factories open, cigar factories in Ybor?
Good question.
Open?
Yeah, good question, Trish.
Well, there's one. There's one really big one, J.C. Newman.
Okay.
That's one that has that clock tower you can see from the interstate.
Okay.
J.C. Newman is still there. There's a lot along 7th Avenue. There's probably four or five different individuals making cigars, little mom and pop shops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there, you can go there, have a nice cigar roll. But J.C. Newman is the last big one that's been out there.
So if guys want to go out, or women, or whoever, would you recommend that place? What are the top three cigar places if people want to go have a cocktail?
Oh, if you want to go have a cocktail,
or just a cigar, or buy cigars. What's your number one or number two?
Number one and number one is King Corona.
Okay.
King Corona Cafe.
Okay.
Great place.
All right.
Great cigars. Great selection of cigars. And they have a nice bar and little snacks and things there.
So you can buy them for gifts there, too. Because, if you don't know anything about a cigar and you're buying it as a gift, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, what's you can get a really good cigar there.
Something interesting is we had Winestream on here.
Yes.
And they bought an old cigar factory, and they're turning it into a bar.
Have you met them yet?
No.
I'm going to introduce you to them on the show.
Well, you know, the Arturo Fuente family bought a church on Florida Avenue, and they call it the Cathedral. And they turned that into a wine and bar place and, you know, beer. It's really nice. You can go there, smoke a cigar, have a drink.
That's
a really nice facility.
That's awesome.
The Cathedral.
Yeah, that's good to know because there's so many places you don't know even living here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're hearing it here first of the places to go in Tampa that aren't just kind of commercial-like places.
Because I never heard of that, but it sounds really interesting.
It's on Florida Avenue, just as you're going north on Florida Avenue from downtown, back about 5-6 blocks.
It's pretty cool. Okay. I like to hear that.
Yeah, beautiful place.
What I wanted to say, too, real quick, because I do want to give a shout-out to all the firefighters out there, but there is, from what I understand here, there's the Tampa Firefighter Museum is down there. Have you ever heard of that down there?
I have not seen the Tampa Fire. Yeah. I thought that was more in downtown. I know there was a Tampa Firefighters Museum downtown Tampa.
Oh, is it downtown? But it's not anymore, kind of on the edge?
Anymore.
Okay, well, I think it's you know, something to visit, but I thought it was kind of maybe on the borderline of that, but it's been there since 1911, and they offer, like, the perfect historical experience of all, and there's no admission, no charge. So I think it's talking about the local service, you know, in history and firefighting vehicles and all that. It might be kind of fun to take your grandkids to. Mm-hmm. Or
that's south and west of Ybor City.
Okay.
On Cass Street.
But it's near, borderline, because I read that.
Yeah, the number one, you know, fire station number one is right across the street from that.
Right. That's awesome. And I just wanted to share that, because a shout out to all our firefighters out there. You know, I don't know if you know, Bob, but he's learning about my show now. But we definitely support, you know, all the nonprofit. We like to elevate small businesses. We want people to feel that they matter. Everybody does matter, not feel that they matter, that they do matter.
Right.
And we want to be a friend to lift them up and to get them going when they don't know where to go. We want to be their friends. So for all your listeners out there, hopefully we've provided some information. And so I'm gonna give you I'm gonna initiate him now.
Okay.
Can you do that for me? Because I can't.
Okay.
So I am gonna give you the keys of being part of the Shrink and Wrap Show.
Maybe I can open it.
No, anyway, I have a keychain for you. You've been on a couple times, and as mayor, we welcome you to the Shrink and Wrap Show.
Thank you.
And you have to earn this key. You have to earn it. So thank you. And you'll be coming back too.
Thank you. This will go great with the... Well, one thing I didn't talk about, the alcalde. You know, in Ybor City, everybody wears a costume. All the crews, you have a special costume. Well, the mayor, the alcalde, always wore a top hat and tails.
Ah.
Problem was, you put me in a top hat and tails, I look like the little Monopoly man.
Yeah.
Mr. Pennybag.
You think there was a Batman movie being filmed
awesome.
Or something?
You're awesome.
Now that you're saying that, I can totally see that.
I can totally see that. Monopoly man. Oh,
well,
gosh.
Do you get to wear that? You're former mayor now, right?
I'm the mayor. I'm the alcalde emeritus. The alcalde this year is Vince Pardo.
Okay.
Been a great hit person in Ybor City. Did a lot of the building, you know, down there. You know, he's the alcalde this year. He's been very active, getting to a lot of things.
So nice. Well, we're going to have you on our show. It's going to be ongoing. Will you come on our show? I'm going to have you. We're going to talk about what you're doing now in your business, but we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to go to our main song in a minute, but not yet, Matt. I want to talk about something before we get to our main song, and then we're going to find out what Bob is doing now with his life.
Okay.
So what we're going to... Now, did anyone see the... And I'm going to make this as quick. It's already 3:35, but the 49th annual... I'm just going to go over it because we don't have enough time. The 49th annual People Choice Awards was on last week, and I got to tell you, it was hosted by Simo Leo. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
And I didn't either. He was a great host. Adam Sandler was on there. Jennifer Aniston. The singers on there were Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish.
Dua Lipa or Dua Lipa?
Well, LIPA.
Okay.
Well, you don't remember, C student, short-term memory.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we didn't get the pronunciation right. The pronunciation right. We are a radio station. It is Dua Lipa.
Yeah, but yeah, I forgot to tell you guys out there that I'm C student, ADD, and all that. Everybody knows that. I say it every show, but now you know.
Yeah, we've seen it in action.
Yeah, that's right. You're seeing it in action. That's right. But I did learn of a new country singer. Her name is Lady Wilson, and she won the Best People Choice Awards. But this is very important today. I want to talk about this, and this show took a curveball this morning, and I'm sorry, Bob, for throwing this in, but I had to, because, again, on our show, we've been asking what love is and a balance of having a happy life. What brings happiness to people? What is love? Why do we hurt the people we love? How do we, you know, how do we give love? What is your love language? And I do want to correct a couple things. Last week, I said Unwritten was the theme of our show. It's not the theme of our show. It's my theme song to share with you for daily living. So I like to use that song because we like to use songs as therapy when things get heavy in life. And we all have bad phases. We all have bad days, but it's just a song. I don't care what age you're in. I don't care what stage of life you are. It's such a beautiful song. So we started this song with our show 30 seconds, because I think I'm only allowed 30 seconds if I use it repetitively. And Unwritten is in my mind, my song I share with all of you listeners out there. So ironically, I was watching this People's Choice Awards the other day. And so what happened was two people came out. Glenn Powell. Are you familiar with Glenn Powell?
Yeah.
He's an actor, and he's very handsome. Very, very handsome guy. You might want to check him out. And Sydney,
I will.
Yeah. Well, you're married, but you can, yeah. And then Sydney Sweeney is stunning, beautiful. So they came out, and Sydney was like, "What's up, Glenn? You're a little nervous." And he said, "I don't know." He goes, "I feel a little anxious." Well, what they did is they pulled out the Unwritten song, and Natasha Bedingfield came out and sang Unwritten to him to loosen up his nerves. I'm like, someone's listening to our show over there.
How about that?
I think there's some producer that took our idea. So Natasha Bennington came out and sang that song. And so she came out on stage, and I had goosebumps from my head to my toe, because that is my message to you. And we're going to play that as a closing song at the end of the show. Please listen to every piece of that song, because I think it's like a way of therapy when things get rough. And and even if things are great, your story's unwritten, your book's unwritten. Don't let anybody interfere you. Don't let anybody stop your dream with a look or a comment. Don't let your own mind stop you from living your best life. And this is what that song's about. So also, I also would like to give by the way, she wrote the song for her brother also, just, you know, for a birthday gift. Now, Lenny Kravitz, we're going to lead into our main song right now. Before I lead into this, and I won't be able to play it on for time purposes, but Lenny Kravitz, right? Do you all know who Lenny Kravitz is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, Matt? You might be really young. Lenny Kravitz, I've always known of him, but he was on the People's Choice Awards.
Is he really young? How old do you think I am?
Well, you're a young little puffy.
I know who Lenny Kravitz is. Don't worry.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
I feel even older knowing who his wife is and how successful she was on TV. So
Yeah, and listen, if you want to throw your age off, maybe mention some really young songs.
Yeah, I'm 30. I'm an 80s baby. I was born in 88.
Yeah, 88. Yeah. There you go. Well, they considered him, and this is the People's Choice Awards. And what I liked about this was a very positive, uplifting. Sometimes people throw in, I hate to say it, you know, I don't want to hear the negative stuff. I can turn the news for what I want to hear for this. They really kept this so light and happy. But Lenny Kravitz came on. He was considered the 2024 Music Icon Artist of the Year. So he's a singer-songwriter. He's king of letting love rule. But his motto in life is, you know, it's really kind of about the ride. And I just loved what he said. He said, live your dream, live your best life. And, you know, don't let anyone get involved in the middle of it. But he was super humble. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play his song right now. I want to thank you, Lenny Kravitz, for being positive. And he didn't let anything get in his way of his dream at all. And let's listen to this song by Lenny Kravitz. And it is called Let Love Rule.
Love. And love.
little bit of Lenny Kravitz, and I love that song. But what I loved about it is we talk about music bringing people together. And what Lenny Kravitz said, music is about bringing everyone together. And he's striving for unity. He didn't brag about himself, how many albums he had. He strives for unity. And again, it's about the ride. So thank you, Lenny Kravitz, for what you said. And thank you, Natasha Bedingfield. That was an amazing show of uplifting people and just being normal without any message. And so thank you so much. That was an amazing show. So with that being said, we are going to switch over to Ray, because Ray was on. We have a guy here for Men's Cuts. And Ray.
Hi, honey.
How are you doing?
Great. Back at the salon?
Oh, my gosh, Ray. You have no idea. My roots look like a rat tail.
Okay.
No, they're bad. I've got to get in. So if you can do that. So tell us really quick, last time you were on, and we did not get to a chance to talk about men's hairstyles for spring. Can you share with us what the styles are for men for spring?
Great. What I'll do is I'll just bring out five of them.
Okay.
And I'll just explain them real quick.
Yep.
We have the modern pompadour. We also have textured crops, mullet, buzz cut.
The mullet?
Retro undercut. Yeah, mullets. I mean, we're even perming them these days.
For men?
But, for example, like the modern pompadour is longer hair on top, and the sides are shorter, you know, for a clean finish. Whereas the textured crops is short textured hair on top, and it has faded to tapered sides. And getting back to the mullets, of course, you know what they look like. They're shorter on the sides and in the top and longer in the back. We have step mullets, which are a little cooler, which are a little longer on the sides, but still creating a lot of fashion with those kind of cuts. And, of course, buzz cuts or the tennis cut is a skin fade, kind of a buzz cut. And, you know, this style kind of exudes confidence, in, you know, with minimal maintenance in men's haircuts. And last but not least, the retro undercut is basically a longer hair styled with a classic side part, which the side parts are really back, like we talked about the asymmetricals before, and the underneath is shaved or closely cropped. So that's you know what I'm seeing in 2024 spring fashion for men's cuts.
Thank you.
You know, I have some. You know, some great people here that can do it, like my girl Casey or myself or a lot of other people here in the salon.
That's right. And Ray, I just want to share this too. I don't know if you're familiar with this. This stuff is called True Hair, and it's by Chelsea Scott. And like right now, my roots, and you're super busy, but it actually just goes in your roots and it covers where you have, you know, where you have growth mm-hmm. from your color. And it's also good for men. If men want to cover a lot, you know, salt and pepper hair is very attractive. Mm-hmm. All white hair is attractive. Some guys don't, you know, whatever they want. But there's different colors for men and women. It's True Hair by Chelsea Scott. It's True Hair, T-R-U, Hair by Chelsea Scott. So check it out. Hey, Ray, where can they find you? Can you put me in before you get really busy? Yeah. Can you, like, drop me in before the phone starts ringing off the hook from my show?
I'll do it afterwards. But,
you know, where can they find you?
We're located on North Armenia Highway, on 9729 North Armenia. Our phone number is 813-930-7070. But we encourage people to book their appointments through our website, which is casacaballerosalon.com. Mm-hmm. And through there, you can see all our services as well as our available time.
Okay. And Ray, we know you know about Ybor City. You and Bob probably know each other.
Yeah.
Right? You're from Tampa. You've been here forever.
Yeah.
All right, Ray. Well, thank you. Please jot me down. Just text me in my car when I need to be there because it's bad. It's really bad right now. Like, I can't even look at myself. Okay, but thank you for coming on, and you're going to keep us in style, and we will be back and talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much for coming on. So now we are going to switch gears to, what are you doing now, Bob? What about Bob?
Well, you were talking about hair. I'm just so glad my hair turned white and didn't turn loose.
You've got nice, yeah, you've got nice. But you know what? Loose hair, bald, everything. Yeah. Men look now, Daughtry changed, like even bald hair. Like it's just the man. It's the confidence within you. You know what I mean? And what in styles, and they're amazing. So I love the white hair. Salt and pepper looks great.
Yeah,
bald looks great. You know?
Lots of options.
Lots of options these days.
Every time I go to my barber, I complain, like, my hair grows very fast.
You got it.
I say, you know, getting so thick on top. He goes, shut up. You know how many people would love to have
you
follow?
You've got wonderful hair, yeah. But even if not, like I said, it's just, But, okay, so are you going to have some questions for Bob about his new business? So, tell us what you're doing now.
Well, I'm a pharmacist.
Yes.
I'd like to say I'm a retiring pharmacist. Well, I retired.
Yeah, congratulations.
So now I'm still working, yeah.
Okay.
You can't just quit working.
No.
So I've been involved in a lot of different areas of pharmacy.
Yeah.
Had the honor of being named to the Board of Pharmacy for the state. I was chairman of the Board of Pharmacy.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I own my own independent pharmacy. I worked in hospitals and chains and then retired and started a consulting business.
Yeah.
You know, do expert witness and trials and wrongful death things.
Oh, wow.
You know? They always want to blame it on the pharmacist. That person overdosed, and it's the pharmacist's fault.
Yeah.
It's right? The pharmacist or the uncle.
Well, yeah. Well, I had one case where they were blaming this guy overdosing on oxycodone. And my defense, which actually won the case for our side, was where did the pharmacist put on that label for that guy to crush up 120 pills and snort them all at one time?
Yeah.
Right? So that wasn't pharmaceutical. But anyway.
Can I ask you a question? And maybe just real, I mean, because we are getting down really, because I went from his questions in real quick, but is it safe to say that there's a pretty high percentage of patients that are addicted, like maybe 40% of patients, of doctors with?
Yeah, there's a huge percentage of people that are addicted to medicine.
Can they recognize that?
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing is, I'm a pain patient. Mm-hmm. I've had my knees replaced, mm-hmm. and I threw kidney stones the size of Mars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know about pain.
Yeah.
So there is a use for pain pills.
Right.
People try to say, well, pain pills are bad, they should be outlawed.
Yeah.
They'll say that until you're in pain.
Yeah.
Then you're going
to
want one.
But they
mm-hmm.
say to never take one if you're not, because one can cause an addiction, because your brain, they're that powerful. Am I wrong about that?
Well, depending on the potency of the drug, a lot of the stuff that's out on the streets now, you know, the prescription drugs, you know, the codeine drugs, those take a week to 10 days to develop a tolerance and work into a dependence.
Yeah.
But the stuff that's on the street, the fentanyl, the there's one thing out there, carfentanyl, is like 2 milligrams, which is like nothing, mm-hmm. is what they use to put an elephant to sleep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
So it's ridiculous. So
well, that's why they have the Narcan now.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's buying Narcan to protect themselves
protect
or their
themselves.
Kids.
So, you know, there's a lot of things out there.
Yeah.
You know, just people buying drugs, not from a pharmacy, buying them online or from people on the street, you have no idea what you're getting.
Or not abuse them.
And that's really, really, there's where the danger is.
Yes. Now, I'd like to have you back on the show to talk about all that. Would you come back on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I could talk for days on
that. I'd like to do it, but let's get to your business.
Well, that kind of leads into your business,
too.
Well,
so go ahead and tell us about that.
Well, my new business is because I'm fat. I had to go on a diet. Well, you know, people used to call me the round mound of sound,
because
I talked a lot. But anyway, decided April or May,
uh-huh.
came back from a river cruise in Europe, which was absolutely beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but you're eating 6 times a day, huge meal. So I came back morbidly obese. I said, you know what, time to go on a diet, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I started this intermittent fasting thing.
Yeah, my son did that.
Yeah, and it worked. I lost about 16, 17 pounds, and then a friend of mine started talking to me about semaglutide, Ozempic,
mm-hmm.
the Ozempic deal.
Mm-hmm.
Started on that, now down almost 30 pounds, you know, in the combination. So that got me so excited with my friend. I says, why don't we start a business? If you go
Because you want to share with everybody, because that was your experience.
Yeah, because,
you believe in it so
much. There's a lot of, you can go online and put in weight loss, and you'll get 1,000 different ads for semaglutide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you get with those ads? You know, you get a 10-minute consult with somebody,
mm-hmm.
right? And what can you do in 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. What's your name? What's your address? What's your phone number? What's your Visa card number? And what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, my partner and I as pharmacists are going to do half-hour consults.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to just accept anybody. We're going to talk about, you know, why do you need this? And this is the drug. This is how it works. This is why it works. This is what you have to do to help it work.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about lifestyle modifications, diet, exercise, do all these other things, mm-hmm. and then check in with them once a month.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be managed.
Yeah, to do it. And that's, as pharmacists, that's what we do. We counsel our patients.
Which is nice, because you're the expert.
Yeah. We're going to do it correctly and help people lose weight and keep it off.
Yeah, and not everybody can eat the same thing because of their blood type or what's going on. So they definitely need to be modified. Yeah. We have to kind of, I feel bad, but where can they find you where can they find your business?
Our website, our website is BMITELEMED, BMI Telemed.
All right, one more time.
BMI Telemed.
Okay.
.com.
Would you be willing to come back maybe next week, or even if we talk to you on the phone?
Sure.
Next week?
Sure.
And we'll talk
more about it. I have some questions.
Because Trish has a lot of good questions.
Side effects and things like that.
Definitely.
So you'll come back on next week?
Sure.
All right.
And you'll tell us what's fact from fiction.
Right.
Yes.
Fact from fiction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So stay for next week. If you want to hear more about this, definitely reach out. And I hate to switch it over. This is how fast time goes by.
Yeah.
We're going to mention our nonprofits really quick, and then we're going to get to Renee. And then, Bob, you're coming back on. Thank you so much for being here today. I can't wait. Oh, I'll be grabbing you across the street. Where did I go? Good. I'm so good to see you. Kim, Jeff, you guys, and to everybody over there, I'll be talking to you when I get home today. Okay.
I'm going to mention real quick just a couple of nonprofits.
Yes.
Coming up real quick, Saturday, March 2nd, we have Bowling for Dreams at Pin Chasers, and that benefits the Children's Dream Fund. So help a child's dream come true. That's an important one, I think. That's
I
at
love
noon.
That. That's nice.
On March 9th, we have Rise Up for Down Syndrome Gala at The Vault. And that's at 6:30.
Renee's talked about that.
Yeah.
It's fun to go there.
And then we have Pretty in Pajamas fundraising event Wednesday, March 13th at 6 o'clock at Skate World of Tampa. So those are a little bit different ones than what I usually talk about.
Yeah.
They sounded fun.
I love it. Well, we love all the animal stuff, but then we've got, you know, there's so much going on in Tampa. I like to share everything.
And that Skate World, it supports the West Florida Foster Care Services, which is another really important organization.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trish. Yeah. Thanks for all your homework. And we're going to save those questions for next week, next Thursday. So we can
so stay tuned. You have to tune back in.
Stay tuned to the Shrink and Wrap Show. And Matt, is Renee there for the entertainment? Renee.
Hi there. How are you all doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Thank you for coming on.
I just wanted to say, speaking of bringing everyone together, Tracy, you have a very natural knack at doing that. I love the story about Unwritten, by the way.
Yes, we're going to play the whole song. Stay tuned after Renee tells us what's going on in Tampa, because Unwritten definitely lifts everybody up. Thank you, Renee, for that. Thank you.
Listen, speaking of artistry and all the colorful cultural history in Ybor City, I have to tell you, Gasparilla obviously is a big part of Ybor City. So this weekend, the massive 54th annual Gasparilla Festival of the Arts is happening Saturday and Sunday, March 2nd and 3rd at Julian B. Park in downtown Tampa. The doors, they open up at 9 and they close at 6. It's free admission. There's over 250 local artists and national artists.
Wow.
And the great news is they're giving away $92,000 worth of prize awards.
Hmm.
They said there would be about 30,000 people, so get your butts down there quick. Great, great fun.
Yeah. I love to go.
Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. Have you been there?
Entertainment and food.
Is it fun?
It's fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That sounds like fun.
There's also a 13 Ugly Men are having their Invitational 2024 at the TPC right by Cheval, Trish?
Right by Cheval, the TPC. You are correct. And that's a good fundraising event as well.
That's nice.
Yes, it is. And they're going to be doing whiskey and cigars and a wine whiskey tasting afterwards.
Two of my favorite subjects, whiskey and cigars.
Wait, what's that date again and where? TPC and what date? What time?
It's Friday, tomorrow.
You must be there.
From Saturday. 10 to 5.
Yeah. So okay, check it out.
We need to get on that.
But
remember, it's a 501c, and they profit. It's a nonprofit organization. But the great news is that they give to everybody. It's like it's one of a kind 501c.
Yeah.
So that's what I like.
You have fun and you share, you know?
You do, right?
You're right,
Renee. There's something even more important that we need to share together that I just came across, and it's called the Star Trolley com, but they came out, and we're going to do this for sure. They came out with this thing called the Mobile Speakeasy Lounge or Champagne Bar. And you rent that for 4 hours.
It takes you around town,
St. Pete, to all the hot spots. But it's like a speakeasy.
Oh, that's cool.
Speaking of cigars and perfect little cocktails and a trolley all around the city.
That's fun. So you got a trolley driving around. Well, we have a lot to do this weekend.
Do you have to have a password to get into this?
We need to talk to your guy that sits in that chair.
We're going to need to have a password.
Or Jack Harris. We need some connections. Listen, stay tuned. Renee, thank you so much. We are out of time now. Thank you for all that information. Stay tuned here because this is your Tampa Bay connection. If you want to live a happy life and be around positive people that know what's going around, with a normal lifestyle, stay tuned to the Shrink and Wrap show here at Tan Talk Radio. But before I leave, I'm going to leave with you with this quote. And again, this is from Lenny Kravitz. His mantra is, never follow the trends. Set your own pace and recognize that the best is right here in front of you. And I'm going to leave you today with this song from Natasha Bedingfield, and it's unwritten. Please listen to the lyrics and please Shazam it, because it really is a good song to lift you up no matter what's going on in your life, no matter who you are and what age you are. Have a great week, and we hope to see you here again next week at the Shrink and Wrap Show. Thank you for being here today.
Open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate.